Hello, KABU listeners. This is Zoe Piliafis, your development director. We worked with our neighbors to provide the ultimate KABU neighborhood experience. I am here today with Dr. Keenan Davis from Hammer & Nails. Hello.
Hi, Zoe.
And Serena. She is our director of underwriting. Hello, Serena.
Hello.
What makes neighborhood important?
I believe neighborhood is everything. I mean, when you think about the nexus of what a community can do for its stakeholders, without some kind of cohesive and connected group of individuals that obviously make up that populace, then business, education, health, nothing can really evolve without that connectivity that's created through a neighborhood.
Serena, how long has KABU been in the neighborhood?
KABU has been in this neighborhood for about 30 years now, out of our 50 years of existence. And we're here on the corner of 8th and Burnside, but then I kind of consider that the heart, and we just kind of spread out.
So Keenan, Hammer & Nails moved in not too long ago. Why did you decide to have Hammer & Nails land here?
Portland is unique because of its varied background of neighborhood. And in the Central East Side area, provided us with a direct connection to the old Portland, which many of us are fondly aware of, but it also introduced us to the future Portland, where technology and different types of startups and pop-ups would be introduced to our city, and the extension of downtown would truly make its way across the bridge into the East Side. And so for us, being located on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. and East Burnside, we felt like we would be at the heart of a memorable part of Portland.
Hammer & Nails, the name itself, evokes some ideas, but I don't know if our listeners necessarily know what it is that you all offer and do. Can you tell us a little bit about your establishment?
And Hammer & Nails, the nexus and genesis of what we created was taking a traditional barbershop model and a traditional nail salon and blending the two into a hybrid grooming shop predicated for a male experience, not exclusive to a male experience, but the look and the feel and the smell of a place where a guy would come and get a straight razor shave, a haircut, a shampoo style, but as well as have a room adjacent to the barbershop area that was a cave experience where he could receive a manicure or a pedicure that normally would come in the form of a traditional salon. So for us to use all natural products, no chemicals, vegan-based ingredients for everything, for us, it felt like providing the man with experience that was specifically designed for him to be fit like a king.
Now, Serena, you said you hadn't been down there yet. Now that you hear about this description, will you be making yourself down there to take a look at it?
When I think about neighborhood, it's about, you know, nourishing yourself and allowing your community to nourish you. And that, I think, is what we do here at KABU. That's what at least drives me. Taking care of your physical appearance, treat yourself well. That is important to nourishing yourself. It's different than that unnecessary vanity to fit a certain view. It's good to feel nice. And I think especially in this world, we've been talking a lot about masculinity. It's nice to have places to be able to kind of redefine masculinity and allow a space for men to feel like they can do that.
She said redefine masculinity. And I think, you know, when we think about KABU and what it means for this neighborhood, it allows us as patrons redefine individuality. And for me, redefining individuality is providing an individual with power, giving them freedom, and making them feel safe. And that's what community radio is all about. It's about making people feel like they have power. The average person who goes to work, puts on a hard hat, grabs a lunch pail, giving them the same power that individual may have experienced financial freedom already. And making the individual feel free that may or may not feel that way if they were in another neighborhood, if they were not a part of the same connected guild. And obviously the safety aspect, and safe is not just necessarily absence of harm, but safe in a sense that you could dream, safe in a sense that you could be yourself, and safe in the sense that whatever it is inside of you that hasn't been tapped or realized, that you have that sense of confidence and self-worth because of your community to feel safe. And I think for us, placing Hammer & Nails within this neighborhood allowed us to give that experience to our customers.
We appreciate your time today, Dr. Keenan Davis and Serena, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That is all from us. Thank you.